Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Kenyans overwhelmingly backed a new constitution. Preliminary results announced today showed, with provisional results from half of the country's constituencies, 67% of Kenyans had backed the charter. No major violence has been reported, but authorities deployed police around the country en masse during the vote. The Catholic bishops and other Christian leaders had opposed the constitution because of its abortion language and the special status it gave some Islamic courts. We spoke to Bishop Martin Kavuva of Bakakis in Kenya.
No matter what, the good news is that the voting was peaceful. There was no major hassles anywhere, people hurting each other or whatever. And at the same time, the Catholic Church is going to make a public statement, maybe today or tomorrow, after the official results have been made. And therefore, we, as a church, we still feel we have won because we have highlighted the issues that we needed to highlight, and they're very, very fresh in people's minds. But I believe we are at a point where we need to just continue to asking our people to pray, to asking our people to work together, our people to accept the results, but don't forget the issues that have been highlighted, and also be on the watch out because once the law is made law, if nothing has changed, some of these things we were afraid of may begin to be creeping in from behind. The whole issue of introducing legalized abortion quietly, because it is possible to do a count, would pass it as a law. So it's only to be vigilant. We can only be vigilant. We have done our bit, and the Kenyans have spoken. I believe we have a reason to thank God for this moment.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.